Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third. The center fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Burns. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting eighth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dutch Levson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dutch Levson. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kamm. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield takes first base on ball four. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hunfield moves to third. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hunfield scores. Clancy moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds bunts towards first. Burns fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burns. Clancy scores. Mostill goes all the way around to score. Reynolds moves to second. Two runs are unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 3-0, White Sox. Willie Kamm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kamm hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Jamison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Reynolds tags and moves to third. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a fly ball into center field. Mostill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Levesen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Levesen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levesen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 0 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Reynolds reaches second base with a double. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sewell for the out. Two outs. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 1 in the game. Burns strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0 for 1 in the game. Redfern hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0 for 1 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. Redfern moves to second. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-0, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hunfield hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jameson throws the ball into Sewell, who tags Hunfield trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Redfern settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Fonseca strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Summa. Mostill reaches second base with a double. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Reynolds hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mostill tags and moves to third. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mostill scores. It's 6-0, White Sox. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Caldwell pinch hits for Dutch Levson. Bruce Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern fields the ball, races to the bag for one, and throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Lind moves to second. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lind scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-1, White Sox. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mel Harder now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fonseca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-2 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-2 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fonseca moves to third. Sam Langford pinch hits for Mel Harder. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Redfern fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Bain now pitching. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Mostill is hit by the pitch. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mostill. The throw from Myatt and he is safe. Mostill steals second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. Reynolds hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lynn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern misplays the ball. That's an error on Redfern. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morgan moves to second. George Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-3 in the game. Burns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Krause settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0-for-3 in the game. Summa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bain fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bain hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fonseca moves to second. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Fonseca moves to third. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fonseca scores. It's 6-2, White Sox. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-4 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.